were young, we went to Italy. You dropped your phone outside of Napoli. We asked Ed Norton, hey man, where's the lost and found? This is what we were told. What happened to my gold?
Folks, welcome to Gold in 16 Seconds, the only fungible podcast. I'm Alex, and joining me as always, the needle in the haystack, Ray Barnhold.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Love the year 2003.
Now, hang on. Oh, okay. Yes. You're talking about the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It was a great year, except no, it sucked. I didn't have fun. I was in college.
I had medium fun. I mean, like I said, Final Fantasy X-2 came out.
That's true. That game is fun.
It can't be all bad, right?
No.
Of course.
Is that when Sly Cooper came out?
Maybe.
Shit.
I was going to do a bit about Romancing Saga on this show because I thought it came out in 2003. It came out 2 years later, but I was going to be like, today's show is sponsored by Romancing Saga Minstrel Song Remastered. Didn't work out, so whatever.
We can save it for when we discuss the trailer to 2005's The
Italian Job 2.
The Transporter? What came out in 2005?
Hell if I know. Maybe Fantastic Four?
All right, Fantastic Four, yes.
Or the second one, maybe?
Check him out. You got Reed Richards.
Yep.
He's at our old place, we used to live next to the Uni Mall, this underground mall, and there was a massage place down there. And I think at least once I tweeted a picture of the sign. The name of the place was Dr. Stretch, and I tweeted that with the text, what Reed Richards' bookie calls him when he can't remember his name.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hey there, Dr. Stretch.
Yeah.
How's it going? Sue Storm. You got Sue Storm.
True.
Benjamin Kingsley as the thing, the Gandhi thing. And Jonathan Storm. Are those the Fantastic Four?
That's right.
I think Spider-Man was a member for a short time.
Yeah. What did he bring to the table?
Remember they had the black and white suits? Spider powers.
Well, that's what he always has.
I know, but quips, more quips. Well, I guess the thing has quips. I don't know, thwips and quips. That's what Spider-Man used to be called.
Spider-Man is just kind of like a friend to everybody, though, right? Like
he is. Yeah.
He's been an Avenger, right? And he's hung out with the X-Men a lot.
He has. Yes. He's
in the funny books, of course. Not yet in the movies.
He's fought some Capcoms on occasion.
True. Yes.
I've seen Spider-Man beat the fuck out of Phoenix, right?
Yeah. It's Phoenix Capcom himself.
But not Phoenix Force.
No. What?
That's another comic? That's a Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah. Ray, how you doing?
My favorite Marvel comic was Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when they fought Sinestro? is that a Marvel?
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, can I bring up another crazy comics fact?
Oh, please do.
Do you remember when they were going to make a Mystery Science Theater comic book?
No, what?
Yeah, they were.
How?
And, apparently, I think conceptually it was just going to be like the silhouettes superimposed over old, what's it called? EC Comics comics.
Okay.
But guess who owned the EC Comics properties at the time and was making comics? Valiant, at the time was owned by Acclaim.
What the hell?
And that's how we got Turok and Shadow Man. Those games.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I think it was just a crazy, we were this close to getting an Acclaim-owned Mystery Science Theater comic book.
Did Turok come back recently?
Recently? Yeah. Well, no, there's been like remasters of the old games.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that was it. Because my cultural barometer now is like, I can tell that something is back in the cultural zeitgeist depending on what character names I see in Final Fantasy 14. Okay. And I ran into somebody named their character Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
All right. Well, you know, he's a timeless character.
Right. Could just be a fan of, you know, the original character. Who knows?
Yeah, of course.
That's fun.
Anyway, I'm done now.
We have fun here. All right. Well, then let's get started. Raymond, we've got to take care of some business from the previous episode. As you'll recall, our tradition is to play all the clips so far at the end of the episode, which we forgot to do last episode.
Oh, no. Okay, fine.
So we're just going to run through them real quick. Here we go.
He stole their gold. They want payback.
You can try to hack my safe.
I don't do dogs. I have eggs.
All right. Most yeah. F-hats and bad eggs. Hang on. I'm going to play them all at once so we really get the gist.
Yes, of course.
It's like I just saw the movie.
Yeah, boy. Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. All right, fresh in my mind once again. Let's go.
Most F had some bad X. Here's what's next. Dig this.
What happened?
We're going to find out what happened.
What happened?
But we only get as far as I.
Right.
What happened?
We didn't even get the eye. We got half the eye.
Yeah. What happened? I
listened to this probably a few dozen times on a loop, and I think this is a brilliant beat. If someone wants to loop this and like use this as a backing track, it's pretty
there you
good.
Go. Free loops.
Here, hang on. Here, I'm going to isolate it. Here's a clean one. All right. So just take that, loop it. I think that could work out pretty well. The thing that bugs me about this clip, I think, is I don't know if it's just all the actors' laid back attitudes, or if it's the quality of, you know, pulling this off of the television. Everyone's words seem to trail off in the same way that this is always my criticism of one of my favorite podcasts, Stop Podcasting Yourself. But Dave Shumka seems to trail off on every single thing he says, and it bugs the fuck out of me. If you're going to say the sentence, say the whole sentence into the goddamn microphone.
Once again, for those of you listening at home, Alex's condition is misophonia.
Yes! I don't think that's misophonia related. I think it's just, it's one of my pet peeves when it comes to recording audio is get say the whole thing.
I see. Well, I would say because you have misophonia, you then have a lot of pet peeves about recording audio.
Okay, yes, I'll admit that.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's
like,
really what I'm saying.
Most deaf, I can't hear the end of the word experience. And then Marky Mark, Marcus DeMarc. What happened becomes waha.
Waha.
Waha. Waha.
Waha.
It's not good. I don't like it.
Hey,
Most
I do
Mark,
hear a hap in there. This is the best part of the show.
Maybe what I can kind of I see again, or maybe it's just it was cut. They really had to squeeze this trailer down from 17 to 16 seconds.
Absolutely.
And so they've got to cut every possible frame they can.
Well, again, technically 16 to 15.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Our file is 16, right. But yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know, man. I guess there's always, that's part of editing, of course. Of course, you're going to squeeze and get rid of every single possible flat line they can on that graph.
Yes. It's got it. Like, yeah. Like when you cut together a movie trailer, especially for a big action movie in 2003, you are slamming together every sight and sound and just mushing it all together to make that 15 second clip.
You got to get to the explosion.
You got to get to the explosion. Remember that car that exploded?
Yeah.
Hang on. What clip was that? That was it. Wow.
It's in there somewhere.
It's clip number 4.
Okay. Yeah. Try a cracker.
Try. Yes. Try. We got Ritz.
Good. Oh, good. Yes.
But we still don't know what happened to Mos Def.
No, this has been quite a saga, I'd say.
R.E. dogs.
Right. We kind of started with the dogs, and then it's been just a slow ramp up, and we're still kind of sitting here at the apex, waiting for something to happen.
And you know what these cute little puppers remind me of is the dogs in Manos, the Hands of Fate.
All right,
or the dog. There was one dog, but like
I vaguely remember.
I think it was Crow who was riffing on it, but like just making excited dog sounds and happy dog noises because this dog was just having a good time. The dog's just jumping up and down like. Hey, buddy, you know, just having a good dog time.
Kind of sounds like my son now these days, actually.
Okay. Wow.
He sort of pants with his nose when he's a little bit excited. Yeah.
Oh, I do that sometimes because it makes my wife freak out.
Okay.
Like if we're hugging, I'll go into like dog sniff mode. Like.
Sure.
Okay. And then she'll scream and go, ah!
Okay.
Because it's to her, it just feels like a wild animal is like about to devour her. Okay. And then I only tighten my hug and she can't get away, and it's great.
All right, pretty good.
And everyone had a good time.
He also does what I call Yoshi noises. Nice. When he is also excited, he goes,
then he floats for a few seconds.
Yeah, and you kind of like see his head disappear into his neck while he's just like,
wow.
He does a kind of stretching, yeah. Call him Yoshi noises.
That's not Yoshi.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Yeah. Oh, fun.
Then he also has what I call a Donkey Kong move, where he stomps his legs.
What?
A lot. Because he can't really, he still can't, he can't get up or roll over quite yet. But he just sort of lifts up his legs and then just slams them on the mattress or whatever a lot of times. Again, I suppose out of some sort of excitement, but yeah.
That's a classic kid move.
Good for him. We wish him well.
As we do all babies.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have that news. Glad to have
it's a Patreon exclusive baby detail. Yeah.
Yes, we will keep you updated on which Nintendo characters Ray's child resembles as time goes on. Stay tuned for the Mr. Falcon years. it's a prequel before he made the rank of captain. Yeah. He just, he had to go by Mr. Falcon, Yippee-ki-yay, etc.
When he goes to the bank.
Yeah. if you'll just sign right here, Mr. Falcon.
Cash in his race winnings.
I won! All right. He's a great guy.
Movie?
What is he the cap? Oh, what is he captain of, though, real quick?
Who knows? I mean, what is Captain America the captain of?
He's the captain of the team called the Avengers.
Right, but they didn't have the Avengers at the time when he was called Captain America originally.
Well, then, okay. Well, then he was the captain of the United States Army. He was the captain.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So that's our clip for this week. Hang on, I was just playing the audio. Let me watch the video real quick. Yeah, it's really.
It's like another quick cut, right? Even the video is like you might see Marky Mark for like a fraction of a second.
Yeah, hang on, I'm gonna slow this down.
Okay,
let's play it 25% speed.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Yep.
All right. It's just such nonsense. It's nothing. It's
such easy comedy, though.
It is. It's great, though. Yeah. I love it.
It's like like having a talk boy.
Hang on. What if I play it at double speed? Oh, it's not good.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, just.
Hey, wait, hold on. I'm going to, what if I play it at double speed, but I play that at half speed? That's not it.
What?
There we go. Just normal speed.
Oh, yeah, right. That's just math.
Yeah.
Could you keep it going at double speed, though? Maybe we can finish this series faster.
I'm
we could do two episodes
not.
In one. Oh, okay.
Hang on. There's a video called Exquisite Jazz. I'm just going to click on that.
All right. This is exquisite.
Well, it's an ad where a woman and her cat go on vacation. The cat's having pancakes.
Japan.
It's like a Garfield. Well, maybe we should just watch Japanese ads.
Right, well, only one of us can really understand it.
No, you can understand these.
I think they're better to watch than listen to.
Aichi Financial! That's the thing, though, is that like... I know Japan has a reputation for having crazy TV commercials. There's also a lot of them that are just people speaking very seriously about planning for their future. Like, I feel like that's half of all Japanese commercials. Like this one, Aichi Financial Planning. It's just a young couple sitting down at a bank, talking to the very nice woman at the bank, and everyone's nodding and smiling and talking about the future.
Yes, of course.
That's also a lot of Japanese commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get that as much here with banks, but yeah.
No? What kind of bank commercials do you guys have?
What do we have? Oh, it's like celebrities doing funny stuff, trying to pitch a credit card or whatever, right? What's in your wallet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing that special. Nothing where they try and yeah, really make it seem like a calming, fun, family planning, future planning type of thing.
No. Nothing. Yeah, it's they're the kind of commercials that when I see them in Japan, I tune them out in the same way that I tuned out car commercials growing up.
Right.
You know, it's just this is nothing. This means nothing to me.
No, I mean, I think we were seeing that in our reel here. We've been listening to also.
That's right.
That and the shampoo. And,
yeah, shampoo Although, commercials.
That, as I had mentioned, though, that one shampoo commercial music is ingrained in my head and I don't like it.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
However, though, if they combine the two, like if there was a commercial of somebody washing a car's long, luxurious hair with shampoo, I would sit up and take notice.
Yeah.
I would be interested in that.
That does seem like a silly Super Bowl commercial idea, right? Like
it does. Well, now I hate it.
So what if Fabio was a Jeep Grand Cherokee?
We got all the Ghostbusters, all the surviving Ghostbusters back to dress up in their Ghostbuster outfits to film a commercial where they defeat the bad smells that lurk in your house. Glade plugins.
It's all the same shit now in the Super Bowl. It's always like, Fabio, Mr. T, Dr. Joyce Brothers. I think she's dead, but, you know, just the usual lineup of people just all in one commercial.
Even like they've been doing that. For like, wasn't there an MC Hammer commercial like 20 years ago?
Yes. I mean, it is. Yeah. I implied that it was recent. It's definitely not. But yeah, it feels like it.
Oh, man.
Something happened. Something broke in the Super Bowl commercial. I don't know. Zeitgeist planning strategy where it's just like, just jumble a bunch of celebrities from new and old together.
Yeah.
And make it about alive. Whatever website it is at the time.
It fucks me off to no end. I think this was a Super Bowl commercial, but that was the thing that got Rick Moranis out of retirement. was a fucking Super Bowl commercial with Ryan Reynolds. I think it was a Super Bowl commercial.
I don't even remember this though, but
it was for like a phone company or some shit. And it was kind of it was a cute commercial. It was Ryan Reynolds just kind of just geeking out over, you know, acting all starstruck in front of Rick Moranis. It was fine, but like that's the one? That's what you come out of retirement for?
The money's good.
I mean, yeah, right. I mean, I
and
guess
you don't have
yeah,
to the do, money's good. And you don't have to be there a long time.
That's true.
Pardon me, might be getting buzzed right now. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
One of us is sober.
it's me.
Okay.
Wait, what are you drinking there?
Just an Angry Orchard hard cider. 5% right. Alcohol. I shouldn't be getting that buzzed, but yeah.
Yeah, that's, wow. Okay.
Because it's actually my wife's favorite. She's back to drinking.
Okay. All right.
Make it sound like some frequent thing, but she likes cider, you know, hard ciders. But she didn't like this one, this peach mango flavor.
Hello?
Even though mango is one of her favorite flavors in general,
cider.
Didn't work
the
out.
Last thing
so
I
I'm
heard.
Here
Ready?
Picking up the slack.
Uh-oh.
Chugging down these cans.
I cannot hear you. This is
just to
bad.
Make it seem like we got our money's worth. All right, glug glug.
I'm going to keep recording anyway, because you never know. I guess I'll just talk by myself for the rest of the show.
Did
so,
the fucking internet go out?
The Italian Job, a movie that I've never seen. But you know what? I'll tell you this. Doing this show kind of makes me want to watch it eventually. Maybe we'll cap this off with a commentary track. I think that might be fun, actually. It's real lonely here without Ray. I need like a yard of felt to put under my monitors and my keyboard for sound dampening purposes. I don't know if anybody's got some felt, but that would be... Oh, he's typing. Ray's typing at me. Hello? Ray? Getting it. We're getting it. Hey, guess what? Oh, no! His internet dropped! All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You know, it's great. I had the Comcast guy finally come out and apparently fix a cable, but apparently not. So, great.
So he just, he took a look around. He looked at a cable, said, yeah, it's a cable. Then he got in his truck and left.
In so few words, yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. Comcast? Is that short for computer casting?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
I wonder if I just need to get a new modem or something. Anyway.
Could be.
We were talking about me drinking.
Yes. You're drinking an Angry Orchard, Furious Farms, Angry Orchard hard cider.
Glug, glug.
Glug. It is, what'd you say, was peach and something?
Peach mango.
Peach mango. I love a good mango.
Yeah, it's also my drag name.
Peach mango, yeah, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bartina. I have come around on mango recently because there's a Japanese frozen snack called Isonomi, which is I think I've talked about before, which are I think it's literally ice seeds. They're just little fruit orbs.
Oh, okay.
And they do a mango flavor, and they're really good.
Cool.
They actually, I thought they only did fruit flavors because if you go to any convenience store, like most convenience stores will have grape. Grape seems to be their standard flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But then they will also have peach and mango. I like mango, I think. Grape and mango are my favorites. I've also seen pear. I love pear, Japanese pear.
Okay.
But I have also seen some other wackier flavors. Our pal Maddie tried out corn. They do a corn flavor. Yeah. She said it was good. Tasted like corn.
I bet it's a bit sweet, though, right?
It's like, probably, yeah, sweet. Yeah, that's the thing. Is that corn, that, is, that, corn has corn more of a sweeter reputation in Japan than I think in the West.
No?
I've had their coffee as well.
Went down again. Holy fuck.
Oh, no. Did it cut out again? Holy shit!
All right, Isonomi is a delicious treat.
I've also had almond milk, which is it's a nice flavor, but it's very subtle. What's up?
Never mind. I thought it would cut out again. Oh. Yes, we're still recording.
Oh. Okay, are you still recording?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's that good.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Well,
you know who doesn't have internet outages? Ed Norton.
You know what? I bet he doesn't.
I bet he does.
He probably has accounts with like every single internet provider in his area, right?
He's probably got this secret celebrity ISP, right?
Oh, of course.
Lightning Fast.
Comcast Black.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, he's got that?
You bet he does. It's Ed Norton.
Yeah.
He's got like gardeners too and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. He's got his own keys.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. That'll be the day.
A real professional.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. We have fun here.
I think so.
Thanks for sticking it out, folks, during these internet outages.
You're just going to... Okay, don't use too many Dragon Quest sound effects for this. It's going to get too many. Maybe too many.
I was going to ask if anyone can spare some internet, if you can send it on over Ray's way.
Spare a cup of bandwidth, Governor?
Yeah. Can I borrow a feeling, etc.?
Oh, my God.
Could you lend me a jar of love?
Well, I'm glad we're just doing our stupid fuck-off podcast and not the real one.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow. We're gonna...
I'm also kidding. I was jokingly just being...
Oh. I mean, this is the fuck-off podcast, you know?
It's the one people pay for. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, I think everyone has made it very clear they donate to support us and the show, and this is very much an afterthought to most people.
Well, we got to do something to make it worth their while, whether it's the watching the Italian Job trailer,
yes,
commercials and other commercials, you know, or, you know, an all-star gala, a variety show. In fact, we could do that.
Yes. I mean, I just assumed, like, people need to know our thoughts on Fructis commercials from 2003.
Oh, boy. Do they ever?
They do!
And Tresemme. Did we see that yet?
Yes! And I'm not sure how to pronounce it because I don't speak French, but Père Plu? It's P-E-R-T space P-L-U-S. I think that's how you say that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, here's another French one. Celson Bleu?
Yeah.
Right?
Iris Spring?
Who knew all shampoo is French?
And soap, it turns out.
Soap. Oh.
Iris Spring.
I thought you were saying there was a brand of shampoo called soap.
No.
Which does seem very misleading.
Come on.
It's called Hair.
Levair 2000?
It's called. Levair. Levair 2000? Yeah, oh, perfect. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's great. Go. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, man. I might break format and make that the title of the episode. Oh, fucking hell. All right. Who wants to listen to us watch some commercials?
Oh, boy. Well, hopefully my connection holds enough to watch it again. So, yeah.
I hope so. Hang on. I'm going to send you a universal resource locator.
Oh, boy.
Here.
Give it to me.
Give it to me straight, Doc. Take that.
Give it to me, Daddy.
You guys can follow along at home. YouTube-sync.com/s2y2otkfevpcoq7h/watch?mark v=a w0k7tnsos8. Some of those are capitalized. It's your job to figure out which.
P.O. Box.
962. New York City, New York State, 10108.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
Cool.
That's what I was trying to remember. But of course.
Stickly?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Good. Yes.
All right. I'm in your little video room.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to my theater. I'm going to hit play here. See where we are.
How do you always have the answers?
Oh, right. That was the Serena Williams. Always have the answers to- Uh-oh. Hang on. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it through yours as well.
My fault. Okay. Just hold on.
I really hope the listeners are as well.
All right. There we go.
The answers to everybody's questions.
You good?
Yes, let's go.
All right.
Hang on. We left off with the, was that Serena Williams?
No, Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams.
Serena Williams was like a teenager.
That's okay. Well, I don't know the Williams. I'm familiar with Robin, rest in peace, and John.
Well, you need to watch the movie King Richard.
All right. Wait, is that related to King Ralph? Is that part of the King Ralph extended universe?
No, it's based in reality.
Oh, I'm out.
I thought you were going to be like, wait, King Ralph didn't happen?
King Ralph didn't happen?
Oh, yeah, but dabba do. Let's continue.
All right. I'll hit play.
Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What's good?
Sam? Subway's new Italian herb and cheese. The taste will bring you to your knees. Great bread makes a sandwich a true taste delight. You'll see for yourself with just one bite.
Jesus Christ. What was that supposed to be? It wasn't even a song. It was a poem.
No, yeah.
A sandwich artist just bursts into poem.
Oh, but he is a sandwich artist, so of course he would be. Not necessarily, you know.
He's not a sandwich poet.
Poetry is an art.
But it's unrelated.
You don't think writing is an art?
It's unrelated to the sandwiched arts.
You can be multi-talented.
You can.
You don't think that they would hire an artist to be a sandwich artist?
They don't synergize, is what I'm saying.
But if you have experience in art, you could be a sandwich artist.
Yeah, and I do, and I don't. I was an Arbist.
You were an arboretum? What?
I was an arboretum, yeah. Come check out my trees.
That's right, you were.
Yeah.
Did you feel as strongly about Subway's, what was this, bread?
Hang on, wasn't it just a whole sandwich?
Oh, okay. Well, he started off with the bread.
Hang on, let's watch it again.
Oh, God.
What's good?
Sam? Subway's new Italian herb.
Wait a minute. So the one guy, he knows the guy's name. He calls him Sam.
Yeah.
And then Sam, the sandwich artist, turns around and bursts into poem.
Right.
Cheese. The taste will bring you to your knees. Great bread makes a sandwich a true taste delight. You'll see for yourself.
But then the guy who said Sam is now giving his friend a look like, can you believe this motherfucker?
Oh, that's not true. It's a look of, I told you, right? See?
I don't think it is.
Yourself with just one bite.
And now the guys are no longer. Oh, yeah, I see them. Okay. I thought they'd left. Because it goes to a far shot, and I didn't see the guys, but there they are.
This guy can rattle off rhymes like a Dragon Quest character.
Yes, he's great at it.
Yeah, it's, not
it,
bad.
It feels a little rehearsed, if you know what I mean.
Can't imagine.
I'm not a fan. I may have gotten into this on Nomowo already, but I don't know what it is, but I've gotten very sensitive to any sort of over rehearsed performance. All right, you know what? You're already laughing at me, and I haven't even. It's just haven't even gone into specifics.
It's what? The start of anything with Alex now. It's like I've gotten very sensitive to blank.
Yes, it just feels like as time goes by, I'm getting sensitive to more and more things, and I don't like it.
You're becoming a codger.
Yes, I wish I could just.
You're codgerfying before our eyes.
I wish I could just exist peacefully with myself, and I can't.
Fat chance.
All right. Well, let's see what's next. I remember this. All right. So it's some sort of family gathering. A young male in the family is urged to come over and see the baby, but he pops a sour starburst before doing so, makes a sour puckered face, and then the baby starts crying in sheer terror.
Can't relate.
Why it seemed to be like a Chinese family, and I don't know why, if that was crucial to the commercial.
No, but who cares, right? It's okay. The 2000s, man. Things are progressing in this country.
No, I know. I mean, it's fine. What I'm saying is
we
like...
We finally allowed Asians to be on television.
It was a choice. It was a choice that someone made to have them. I think they're open and they're you know, they're speaking Chinese or, you know... look, all of my non... Mm-hmm. Non-Japanese Asian languages do blur together because I'm not... quite up. Like I can tell, I can pick out Korean,
right?
But that's about it.
Yeah, I've heard, I believe it was Thai. And to me, it sounds identical to Vietnamese. And I told my wife this and she was like,
okay,
yeah, well, to me, it just sounds like gibberish. Thai does. So, I mean, she understood, she kind of understood what I meant, but yeah, to me, they sounded identical, but yeah.
Okay. Just are you learning any Vietnamese?
No.
Oh.
Not could like you? Seriously.
Oh.
I know some of the food names, of course.
Okay. Frosted Flakes. I love Vietnamese food. Turns out. Well, how do you say my name is Ray in Vietnamese?
I don't know.
You know that?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, well.
Not that
you
far.
You should ask. Ask your wife, but make it clear that you're trying to learn the language and you don't have amnesia and you're reintroducing yourself.
I can get through with that. Yeah.
You got to make these things clear.
I don't. Okay. Well, yeah.
Fun.
The baby's going to learn it. I'll just, you know, I'll get some of it off of him.
You got to see the baby. Yeah. Make sure you don't pop a sour starburst before you see your baby next time or anytime. Really.
He, you know, most of the time he's pretty unaffected.
Okay.
By faces, he just likes looking at faces, so he'll always beam with a smile. Yeah.
Yeah. Faces are cool.
No matter who's looking at him or what expression, he just likes seeing everybody.
Okay. Does he like seeing this next commercial?
Yeah.
Wait, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, good.
I remember when I thought I could eat anything.
You want another piece?
No, thanks. Then in my 30s, my metabolism slowed down.
Oh, no!
So I got smart.
Oh.
I watched what I eat, exercise more. Plus, I found a new multivitamin.
Introducing new One-A-Day Growth Smart, the first and only complete multivitamin with an ingredient to enhance your metabolism.
What?
EGCG.
Hold up. Promotes metabolism, EGCG, green tea extract, chromium, niacin, thiamine.
Wow, that's the browser I'm using.
Googlium chromium.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, Firefoxium.
No, Chrome is based on a project called Chromium. That's the sort.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Now that's smart.
And so is Microsoft Edge now.
What? It's based on Edgeium?
No, Edge is based on Chromium now.
Oh, why?
Because Microsoft decided not to make their own Browser Pro Flom.
Browser?
Oh, Jesus.
Is that Mario's nemesis? I use Edge. That's the story.
Okay.
Cool.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's... Oh, boy. I feel like... Yeah, that's a commercial that I think that applies to us. As you grow up and you realize, oh, no, I can't eat like a teenager forever.
No. Oh, gosh. In fact, just today I was eating like a very dense tuna sandwich from the store. Oh, and it was just like, God, I can't eat the whole thing. I had to stop at half.
What? Send me the other half. I'm hungry.
I'm going to save it for tomorrow's lunch. How about that?
Oh, it's probably better.
Anyway, it's this very packed, like, you know, tuna salad mash and like the bread that has a lot of seeds in it, and that's not helping it either. So it's just a lot to
seed
eat.
Bread.
Yeah.
I have been, I fully expect myself to visibly put on like 5 to 10 pounds in the next couple of months because I have been stress eating for the past couple of months, what with the move and just everything happening. And I like my routine almost every night for the past month has been eat dinner and then eat a pint of ice cream.
Oh, come on.
I have been stress eating ice cream for about a month and I have not noticed any visible weight gain yet. But I grew out my beard for the winter. So I bet once I shave dropped it off again. For the spring, we'll see some visible pudge.
Dropped again, didn't it?
Oh, no, Ray, come on, man. The story wasn't that bad, man. Who's this?
Try not to blow up right now.
It's okay. You can let it out.
I just don't understand what's going on.
Did you? Okay. Let me ask you this. Did you pay the internet bill?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
It only started happening consistently when I was on this computer and recording and stuff, which is connected to the second. I mean, it makes no sense. Maybe it is just the switch over here. Maybe this is the switch in here that is giving me trouble. However, it's also connected to my other computer and it works mostly fine. I don't get it.
I can't help you. Are we back?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Welcome back, yeah, everybody. Okay. What? Okay.
I were as back as we're going to be. I don't know if it's going to drop again, but like, I don't know. Maybe I should... For the purposes of this, I'm just going to switch it to Wi-Fi, okay?
All right. Let's do that.
So I'm going to purposely go down here for a second.
All right.
Hello?
What's your password?
Okay. My password is... Columbo.
All caps?
No, idiot.
Oh, camel case?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Columbo.
Read
go.
My yeah. lips, yeah. Columbo. Well, all right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to our Columbo Watch Along podcast.
And now you were talking about your ice cream.
Yeah, I'm preparing to put on weight. And like, if it's not ice cream, then I buy a miniature wheel of camembert cheese and I eat that with like potato chips.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, I'll take a bite out of the wheel of cheese, and then I'll put a handful of chips in my mouth. It's not great.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with the pints. I enjoy picking up a pint of ice cream every now and then. I do have the foresight to make sure to only eat it about a quarter at a time.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, at best, I'll do half at a time.
Right.
But usually it's the whole goddamn thing.
I mean, if we're reaching the end, or what I consider to be the end of the container at that moment, then I'll just go ahead and polish it off. But, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's I mean, when I say pint, I mean like a Ben and Jerry's size. I don't know what that's a pint, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I know you don't mean double that.
No, yeah, not
or the rectangular tub, yeah.
Not a fucking carton of Breyers.
Yeah, not the whole thing. This thing is dryers.
What? Maybe on the West Coast.
What? Oh, no, this is a Hellman's we Miracle Whip thing.
Wait, Hellman's and Miracle Whip are the same thing?
Yeah, aren't they?
Are they? Is this like a Hardee's Carl's Jr. situation?
Yeah, well, it's also that, I guess. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know, actually.
Wow.
What is the difference between Dreyer's and Breyer's ice cream?
What is the difference? There's a lot of those. I heard that Spider-Man, like, you know, on the East Coast, I know Spider-Man, but don't you call him Superman on the West Coast, right?
That's not true.
Is that not true?
That's not true at all.
All right.
Well, that was just a quick clickbait stuff that did not help me figure out what that was. Okay, well.
Well, that's fun.
Well, I guess one of them is different than the other. That's the conclusion I've reached. Let's continue.
Look, it's all delicious.
Yeah, true.
Like, I'm not even eating decadent, like, Ben and Jerry's style flavors. It's, this is a brand. It's Lady Borden. Lady Borden. Oh. I don't know if that's a Japanese brand or not. But
sounds like it.
They've only got four flavors, and they're chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and matcha.
Yeah, okay.
And I just kind of cycle between them, except for matcha. I'm not a big fan of matcha flavored stuff. Like, I like actual matcha, but matcha flavored stuff I'm not huge on.
It depends. It really depends, because some things are more bitter than others.
Yes.
So it really does depend. I think if the matcha ice cream has more milk in it than usual, then it's usually.
Did you say milk?
Well, yeah, okay.
Not with vitamin R?
No.
Okay, I misheard.
I do mean it, milk.
Let's blame the modem. No, I thought you said milk. I thought you said M-E-L-K.
That's right. Martin Luther King Day, everybody. Make sure you.
No. M-E-L-K.
Get out there and reflect.
Get out and vote.
Vote for MLK.
Everybody write in MLK.
I would.
All right. Well, I recommend ice cream for everybody in moderation, certainly.
We all scream for it.
That's true. I think we need to like start calming ourselves in order to better enjoy it.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you have another commercial?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, hang on.
Should we watch one of those?
We should. Hang on. I'm going to hit play on here.
Since I have a connection.
All right, let's watch a lipstick commercial.
Same. New moisture slip color. Never
know how much. Is that a word?
Maximum moisture.
Moisturous?
Yeah.
No.
Minimum weight.
Yeah.
24 glistening shades.
Wow.
With a weightless gel formula. Infuses lips with 100% instant moisturization.
The only thing you feel is luscious.
New moisture slip color.
Am I supposed to know who that lady is?
Yeah.
Only you make it unforgettable.
Yeah, that's
Is that Angie Harmon?
That's
No, I blew that one. Excuse me. No, that's not it at all. That's a completely different person.
I'm pretty sure that's Justice Geranium.
Right. No.
I have no idea. What's she up to these days? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Drawing a blank.
Okay. Car commercial?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles. Oh, no.
Mitsubishi?
Wow.
The Mitsubishi Endeavor.
Yeah, they definitely don't make that here anymore. That's for sure.
No?
No, Mitsubishi has been pretty much reduced to, like, I think one tiny car in this entire country now or something.
Whoa. What is it?
Well, you know what? Let me load up the browser.
The 2022 Mitsubishi suggestion.
Okay, I'm way off. I'm sorry. I'm completely wrong. They do still make SUVs here.
Oh, shit.
But I have only seen the Mitsubishi Mirage, which is their tiny hatchback, basically around here. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the only thing that they make.
It is weird to me to imagine a Japanese company making SUVs, because SUVs are not really a thing in Japan. I mean, you see them every once in a while, but
you,
not really.
You can rent one when you go on a Derivu.
That's right.
That's about it. You and the family go out for your weekend camping.
That's
weekend
right.
Weekend camp, excuse me.
Kyampu, yes.
Yeah, that's about it. Because, you know, as I had discussed on No More Whoppers, I was going to get that Toyota SUV, that electric one.
Oh, that's right.
Which they had made in Japan. They were distributing it in Japan, but apparently you could only get it in Japan through like some sort of convoluted fucking subscription / pseudo rental service they do over like there.
Subscription?
Yeah.
Is it like PSN where like...
Xbox Game Pass for cars.
If you don't... if you don't pay, they take the car away? Well, I guess that's how leases work anyway.
I was just looking at it very casually. But yeah, Toyota had some stupid convoluted thing that you just can't... Maybe that's the case in a lot of cars cases. You just can't go out and buy them in Japan. Like, because I don't know. They're so special and so perhaps underutilized by the general population in that country that they're not going to be purchased for keeps, I guess. I don't know. Who knows what Toyota's thinking?
I got a flyer in the mailbox, the bar's mailbox, advertising parking, downtown parking for 30,000 yen a month.
All right. That seems like a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. There are... for the middle of the city, if you do have a reserve spot in some garage somewhere in the middle of the city, I don't care where it is, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying out the nose for that because they got to recoup.
They do.
So, yeah. So that's not completely outlandish. I could see that happening to some other rich prick in the city with a car they want to.
It is, though. It is the first time that I've been like direct marketed to for a parking space.
Right.
Like, check it out. Don't you want to park your car here? I don't have a car.
Check
I'm
it
not
out,
going to have a car. I don't think I could have a car even if I wanted to, because there's no parking in our building. That's one of the reasons we wanted this apartment. And one of the reasons we think that, you know, it went untouched for so long was because it doesn't have any parking.
Well, you know, marketing ain't a science.
No.
Even though it is based on lots of data.
It is.
I'm just saying, not always a science, you know.
Well, here's some data for you. I think the next commercial is also a car commercial.
Oh, goody.
Hang on. It opens with a car.
Tonight, it's an all-new. No, it's a promo.
I'm wrong. The show critics rave is like
MTV with an edge. The promo had the
take control, you make control.
These brothers may rule a music empire.
Lady Price is about to blow up, and this video could be what does it.
But the divas are running this show.
Oh, we saw this.
I cannot have all this negative energy around me.
Ladies,
this is ridiculous.
Hey, let's go make a video. Come on.
Catch R&B star Genuine.
Yeah, Genuine.
Genuine. On UPN. Wow.
I do not remember this show.
We definitely saw a commercial for it earlier.
Right. I just don't remember.
Yeah, it's so I cannot imagine it last.
Also, weren't we watching commercials from Cleveland's WB? Now we've switched over to UPN.
Yes. We're jumping around.
Wow.
Jump up and get down.
That's not Genuine.
Tuesday, May 20th.
No.
Head-to-head for the ultimate prize, a modeling contract with Revlon, meet Ebony.
I pretty much can deal with anything.
We know you're a lesbian.
I'm very open about it.
Shannon.
I'm a really good girl. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm a virgin.
My pet peeve is snobby girls. I like to hang out with boys.
Kizzy.
Since I am a diva, my best asset are my breasts.
Who will be America's next top model? The transformation begins Tuesday, May 20th on UPN.
Wow. It's like they specifically pulled the five sound bites they know are going to just pop out in a commercial.
Absolutely.
One of the boys, lesbian, breasts, virgin, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's the art of commercial making.
And then some guy who's just casually listening in the background like, oh, lesbian, what?
I think I asked this a few episodes ago, but like, you know, because I don't really watch American TV anymore. I'm very curious how, if this style of commercial editing has survived in any form, because I can't imagine that it has, all this just rapid fire bullshit.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the reality shows like this still exist, and they're all edited the same way still and all completely fake. So,
yeah, that's true.
I'm not watching the promos for them, but I'm pretty sure they're probably edited the same way. Sure.
Oh, well, fine.
I doubt we've really progressed that much at all.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do, maybe in 2023, we'll do American Advertising 20 years on. And we'll see where it is. We'll do show.
You go ahead and do the research for that.
All right. I'm going to start by hitting play. X-Men's. It's X2.
Wow.
Sure is.
Alex knows every frame of this movie.
I do.
Angry.
We'll stand united. This Friday.
Yeah.
The wait is over.
Oh man, I can't wait.
X-Men United.
What exactly are you, Professor?
What about you?
Art.
Art. Rated PG-13 worldwide Friday.
Yeah, that's one of the few good X-Men movies. I think that's kind of widely regarded as like the pinnacle of the X-Men series. And really before the MCU, I would say the best superhero movie.
All right, yeah.
Just real strong start to finish.
Real strong, real bold.
Yes, real bold, real ballsy. You got huge jacked man as the werewolf. What's his name?
Wolvie.
Wolvie, there we go. You've got a Russian guy as the Colossal Man.
True, yep.
Jean Grey, professional psychic.
And guess what? We can tie it all back to the present day.
How?
Because you saw, I'm sure, Deadpool 3.
That's right.
Bringing back Hugh Jackman.
That's right. Hang on. So the first X-Men came out in 99?
2000, I think.
2000. Okay, so
he was still close.
So I guess, wow, he's been 22 years later.
Right.
He's still playing Wolverine. That's incredible.
And he doesn't look a day over, I don't know how old he is.
40-ish. I mean, he's, let's say he's 33 now, which means he was 11 in the first X-Men, which is incredible. I mean, yeah. I mean, the muscles on that kid.
Prosthetic beard.
Yeah. Which really is the easiest part of the costume to do. What do you think about it? But he is such a method actor that he actually had his entire skeleton coated in adamantium.
Oh, nice.
For the role. Like not just for the role, for the audition. He was so confident that he was going to get it. He just went through with it. And then he showed up and he
signed up for the Weapon X program.
Yeah. And he clomped into the audition room, you know, and they're like, wow. Are you wearing like steel-toed boots? What's going on?
He sold his car to afford it. It was the Claws for Clunkers program. And I slurred that about eight different ways.
Yeah,
can
speaking
I retake
of clunkers.
That? Yeah. Still drinking, excuse me.
The Claws for clunkers.
Yes.
X2 : Claws for Alarm. All right. Here we go.
Introducing Bubsy. Mini Doritos in the Ghost Max container. They go and go.
Is that Tony Hawk?
And go.
Wow. Speaking of young looking guys.
Wow, yeah.
Container. Only the taste is huge.
Well, I mean, that would be when he was, I would say, what, in his 30s?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Because he's got to be in his 50s right?
Well, my point was is that only now does Tony Hawk actually look old.
Yeah.
But he still has that, you know, his voice is a little bit high, I suppose, you know.
Okay, sure.
Much like me on a good day, you know, sound a little bit younger than you do.
I guess.
Tony Hawk always sounded like, you know, a skating teenager, right?
I suppose, yeah.
I guess you don't listen to a lot of Tony Hawk sound clips. And
no,
sound bites,
I really don't. Not as many as you do.
No, okay. So I understand, but still, yeah.
I don't. I don't listen to his hit podcast, Rock with the Hawk.
And then the after show, Hawk Talk.
And then the after show, Skate of the Nation.
I love it.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I was considering icing you to make you think I had disconnected.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, that would have been funny.
I decided not to.
You know what I you know how we all thought like Keanu Reeves was immortal for so long?
We all thought this.
I think it was just the beard, because when he shaved for Bill and Ted 3, it was like, oh, yeah, no, you do age. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I see it.
The hair and the beard. That's why he used the exact same look for Cyberpunk and the Matrix Resurrection. That's
right. Don't forget those Jonathan Wicks.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I believe that's pretty much where it started up. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's had the John Wick look for years now. And I think he has definitely realized that, yeah, this makes me look young. So he's sticking to it.
Yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he's still pretty much looking in shape. So good for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he's the one.
Yeah, he knows Kung Fu.
All right. This this looks like a shoe commercial.
What gave you that idea?
Everyone's holding shoes.
Oh, the same shoe as
a man. It was a bunch of folks hanging out around a car. I was kind of hoping that it would pan down and the car is just wearing giant shoes. Oh, I'm very disappointed. There's a classic sippy gonna ass kid with an old school vibe that's outlasted. It's just a blast from the past. What's got them all past? Still in the race, no disgrace and never last kid. Can't stop, won't stop, never quit. I'm not recognizing this brand yet. It's
K-Swiss. Okay.
I knew the logo. I knew the shield.
I didn't.
Here's the thing, though. Like, that style of, like, rap, especially in a commercial, is, by 2003, at least 10 years out of date.
Okay.
Because I told you, I mentioned last Nomo, I'm doing a re-listen of old Laser Time episodes, and they do, you know, they did a whole episode on, like, 80s and 90s rap commercials. And like, yeah, there, I just said it. 80s and 90s rap commercials. That's what it all sounded like. Like 2003 is way too late to be trying to do that.
All right. You're the expert.
I am the expert on K-Swiss shoe commercials. Okay. Hang on. Do you see the first frame of this next one? It looks like a guy at a fast food restaurant.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you think this is for?
Well, it doesn't look like a real fast food restaurant, so I think
no. But it looks like they're setting up some straw man competition here. Like it's I feel like McDonald's is too big to knock the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's got to be like I want to say Jack in the Box or Rax. No, Rax doesn't advertise, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's see what it is.
Not on a national level like this.
Let's see what it is.
I'm going to play the Alex card and say Arby's. Are
those all Arby's? Yeah. All right. Well, I hope it is.
White meat, chicken nuggets?
I don't think so.
Well, is that real bacon on that cheeseburger?
No. No one asks.
Do you have a salad?
Why settle? At Wendy's, our chicken
Wendy's?
Nuggets white meat.
On oh.
Cheeseburger is made when you order it, and our salads are made fresh.
I should have known.
It's the best 99 cents you can spend.
Is anything made fresh when I order it?
Dude.
The 99 cent super value menu at Wendy's. It's better here. And
our pickup window's open till midnight or later, so you can eat great even late.
Okay, now, what would you say is the most unrealistic thing about that commercial?
The salad. The shot of the salad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shots of food are always going to be very,
okay.
You know.
What did you mean? Okay, you mean the claims?
No, the fact that those two, like, minimum wage fast food employees were able to answer any of those questions.
Yeah.
If you went into a Wendy's and you asked anybody, or if you asked the kid working the register, hey, are those all white meat chicken nuggets? They'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, because no one asks.
No one asks. No one's going to know the answer to that. Is that real bacon on that cheeseburger? I don't know. I guess.
Now the soft drinks, are those gluten free?
Nah.
I'll tell you what, my Angry Orchard is gluten free. It says it right here on the bottom of the can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, did you turn the can upside down to see that and thereby hilariously dumping it onto your lap?
No, not that bottom. The bottom of the...
Okay, not the underside.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's fun.
Jesus.
All right, what is this? It could be a commercial for Jesus. Looks like a... Is that a Jeep?
She's an M4.
Yo!
Oh!
Fill up half the tank.
Looking for an even more satisfying crunch? Grab a Snickers Cruncher. Chocolate, peanuts, caramel, and crunchies. Snickers Cruncher.
Oh my god.
Beyond crunchy.
Oh wow. Okay.
This is our other.
Yes. Oh wow. This is another commercial that we remember fondly from this era because we quoted it at each other a lot.
Yeah.
For
no reason.
That's the thing about commercials, though, is they can be memorable without being effective. Like, yeah. We quoted this commercial forever. I forgot it was for Snickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cost me a C-note to fill up half the tank. There's another variant of the commercial where he said it comes in two colors. Fuck, something or gunmetal. I got gunmetal.
Right. That's what I thought it was going to be, because that's the only one I remember. But yeah, that's what we would quote all the time because we're dumb.
I do remember cost me a C-note to fill up half the tank.
Uh-huh.
Forgot the Thomas Lennon was doing the narration. Hang on, let's back it up. Let's watch that again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can hear it at the end. Nope, that's Wendy's. Okay, here we go.
It's the best 99 cents.
Shut up, Dave Thomas. No,
that was Michael Eaton Black.
The 99 cent Uber value
menu. No, Wendy's is better. In the Snickers commercial?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Are you putting me on?
I am putting you on.
Pick up windows open.
Eat great even late.
Later, so you can eat great even late.
She's an M4, biggest SUV ever made. Cost me a C note to fill up half a tank.
Looking for an even more satisfying crunch? Grab a Snickers Cruncher.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Peanuts, caramel, and crunchies. Snickers Cruncher, beyond crunchy.
Julian Wednesday.
I never wanted to be beautiful.
Oh, God.
One of the most shocking Twilight Zones of all time is back in a modern day retelling.
I just wanted people not to scream when they looked at me.
Oh, sure.
We've done all we could.
And it's even more startling today than it was 40 years ago. Supermodel Molly Sim Star.
What?
All new Twilight Zone, UPN Wednesday at 9, 8 Central.
I forgot they rebooted Twilight Zone.
Right.
Was it straight up remakes of old episodes?
I don't
think
so.
Like that seemed to be?
Well, yes and no, I bet.
Okay.
I just like the fact that they did it after the reboot of The Outer Limits.
Oh.
I think Outer Limits had already been done by 2003. I mean, they re-ran a lot, but still, it was like, okay, Outer Limits had a nice run. Now we're going to redo the Twilight Zone. It's kind of like a Munsters Addams Family situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would, you know.
Okay.
I know the Twilight Zone best. Not so much the Outer Limits.
Yeah, I don't.
I would have thought they'd reboot the Twilight Zone first.
Yeah. But I'm just glad they. You know what I'm hoping that we see? I don't know if this was before or after this. I'm kind of hoping we get a commercial for that the Ed O'Neill Dragnet reboot.
Well, that was on ABC, and these are not ABC commercials. So
damn it!
Yeah, sorry.
Why would that be on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation?
No, American.
What? Oh, right. That's right.
We're from America.
That's right, mate. No, fuck.
What? Mr. Jackman, no.
No, Mr. Jackman, no. Dramatization may not have happened. Have you ever seen that original Twilight Zone episode?
No, not really. I
can't imagine.
What channel was it rerunning classic Twilight? I guess that was Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah,
I don't know. Probably Sci-Fi Channel.
I almost said Nick at Night, but that didn't seem right.
No.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel would have like Twilight Zone marathons. I would catch that in the middle of them sometimes, yeah.
But that particular episode, that was the one where, mm-hmm. like, the woman, after she, you know, she has an operation on her face, and she's all covered in bandages, and then, you know, they take the bandages off, and she looks perfectly normal, but then it pans out, and all the doctors have grotesque pig faces, and they're like, oh, no, she's ugly. Like, that's it. That's the whole episode.
Makes you think.
Makes you think, right?
Right.
And they looks like they just remade it for the, you know, that Twilight Zone reboot. But then, like, what's the big, like, we know what the reveal is. Were they putting twists on these? Like, I can't imagine. Hang on, I'm going to want to watch this again. I want to see. Because the announcer says, what is it, more relevant now than 40 years ago or something?
Crunchy. Hang on. Beyond crunchy.
Yeah, let's hear this again.
Julian Wednesday.
I never wanted to be beautiful.
One of the most shocking Twilight Zones of all time is back in a modern day retelling.
I just wanted people not to scream when they looked at me.
We've done all we could.
And it's even more startling today than it was
more startling.
Supermodel Molly Sim stars. All new Twilight Zone, UPN 98 Central.
How is it more startling? Like, we know what it is. Even 20 years ago, we knew, well, I guess this is now 60 years ago. Even 20 years ago, we knew what that 40-year-old spoiler was.
He's okay, like,
whatever.
Is the pig makeup more scary? Because they don't show, maybe, they don't, of course, don't reveal the twist or anything, but.
Yeah. No. But they did show, people? they showed Molly Sims with a normal human face.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's that.
All right.
Supermodel Tyra Banks brings you America's Next Top Model. 10 women, 8 weeks.
Oh, no.
Winner takes all.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation begins right. May 20th on YouTube.
All right. An abbreviated version of the one we saw earlier featuring Tyra. In Japan, she's called Tyra Ginkgos. I don't know if you knew that.
Oy. Oh, that hurt. No.
No.
No, it's 2003.
This is... Oh...
No, stop. Please. No. No.
Introducing new Lean Gourmet from the
Please stop now. No.
There's a... Oh, my God. A Macarena parody in 2003?
You know, people say the phrase too soon, ironically, a lot. I'm saying it unironically.
That's
too
like
soon.
7 years too late to be relevant, I feel. Because I remember doing the Macarena at band camp in 1996, I want to say. 96 or 97. Like when it was current, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman is at a gym. Starts doing the Macarena, singing about Michelina's lean cuisine knockoff or whatever it is. But the thing that gets me, let me see if I can't take a screen cap of this for the episode is, hang on.
The transformation begins.
Let's bring it up. I'm sorry to have to subject you to this again. I'm gonna try to freeze frame on it.
Michelina's today announced new lean gourmet.
Lean gourmet from Michelina's in the library.
Oh my God. I need to take a break before we keep going.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just need to breathe.
I know. Why are you doing this to us?
Because I want to get a screen cap of... Hang on. That!
The levitating yoga lady.
There's a woman who is doing yoga, but also levitating above the mat. Doing, I guess, the same style of yoga that I guess Dalsim does, where he can do that because he'll help float after a victory every so often.
It's because the lean gourmet is that lean.
I guess.
You feel light as a feather, Alex.
I already do. Shit. Hang on. The Michelina's spinning in the microwave. Is that CG? Mm-hmm.
What now?
I'm sorry. We have to do it again. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about this.
What are you doing?
I know, it's the only way I know how to freeze frame on stuff. Oh, that.
Okay.
That's CG.
Yeah.
Like, look at it spin in the microwave. Like, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just had to confirm.
It's a CG microwave, yeah.
Hey, you want to watch it again?
No! God! Please, enough.
All right.
On your driver's license where it says hair color?
Yeah.
What do they put if you're completely bald?
I don't know. Not applicable.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Oh, okay.
I think they just go by your eyebrow color.
This is... Okay.
When you drive a car you never have to think about, what will you think about?
I get it. No, I don't get it.
Wow. They've sold me on the Honda Civic.
Yeah.
What an incredible commercial.
Yep. It sure was hilarious, wasn't it? Man, am I right?
All right.
A simple economics lesson. Supply. Demand. Solution. Hero Savers from Mr. Hero. Four new favorites, just $1.99.
Excuse me. What is Mr. Hero?
This, I don't know. Is it Cleveland?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
This looks very local.
Obviously, It's very obviously a sandwich store of some variety.
Our hearty 7-inch meatball sub, the classic 7-inch original Italian, our zesty gyro.
Well, we'll find
and
out.
Introducing the new grilled chicken pita, all just $1.99. You gotta try our Hero Savers, just $1.99.
Yeah, I will.
With your demand, we'll supply you the great food you've come to love, only at Mr. Hero.
No.
Okay. We don't know.
I did love. Did you love the same thing I loved? At the bottom of that commercial, the spinning letters spelling economics.
No, what? That's incredible. How did I miss that?
You're focused on the sandwiches.
I was you know me. I always am. Oh, that's great, though. Economics. Hang on. What is this? Boxing?
This is WUAB 43, the block.
Yeah.
Oh, station ID.
$30 on debit card.
Oh, one of these.
Oh.
Two movie tickets, $20 on debit card.
Sure.
Ice cream, $10 on debit card. Leaving your cash at home, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's debit MasterCard, except that almost everywhere cash is.
All right. That's kind of cute, I guess.
Kind of cute.
For those who couldn't see, it was the guy's date was intercut with shots of dudes dressed as George Washington, Abe Lincoln, and the rest. Oh, it was Jackson.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, looking disappointed, looking angry.
They're waiting for him at home.
They're waiting for him at home.
That's the point of the thing.
It was great. I got used to, you know, living a semi-cashless life by the end of university. And then when I moved to Japan, it was that went right out the window. It's Japan is like only as of a couple of years ago starting to get into the cashless game.
Good old backwards with, Japan, right?
Things like PayPay and AU Pay and
PayPay.
Yeah, I accept a lot of those at the bar, but it's still the majority of the transactions are still in cash.
Yep.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't mind.
Well, pretty much every one of their neighbors in Asia has left them in the dust as far as cashless payments go.
Yes. There's a guy who comes to the bar every Saturday who lived in China for a couple of years, and he always brings up how, like, nobody takes cash in China. Yep. Like, there's just...
It's all on your phone.
You cannot find anybody to take cash in China yet. Everything's done digitally. I kind of wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind if this stuff was made simpler in Japan.
Hey, you know what? They got to make the bills smaller. These giant Japanese bills.
I mean, I do.
What are they thinking?
I do find it kind of funny that the 10,000 yen note is physically bigger than the 1 or 5,000 yen notes.
That's only natural.
It's just like, see, look how important this is. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't quite get it.
No. All right, what's next?
I can't believe he called you.
Hi, Jerry.
You know closeout shopping is an important part of my life?
Of course.
Like that time we went to Big Lots and we found that 59-cent Arizona iced tea. It was over half off. So does he even try Big Lots for his cereal?
I love cereal.
I thought we were together on this.
It's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, you're right. Want to go get something to eat? Maybe some cereal?
Yeah, thanks, honey.
Big Lots.
What the
brand
fuck?
Brand names, closeout prices, happy people.
Sweetheart, I need milk.
What is the premise of that commercial?
To give Jerry Van Dyke a job?
That was Jerry Van Dyke. Yeah. They locked her husband. First of all, what is the relationship between Jerry Van Dyke and this woman? They locked her husband in a gas station bathroom because he bought something at a place other than Big Lots. Am I understanding that commercial correctly?
Yeah, Jerry Van Dyke, you know, acting as the Big Lots angel.
Okay.
Not dressed as an angel, just dressed as Jerry Van Dyke, but is guiding this woman in her life. You get it.
I guess I do. I didn't even know what Big Lots, like there was a Big Lots in my college town, but I never went inside of it. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, we didn't get a Big Lots until like, I think around this time, honestly.
What is it?
It's based on what they said. It's like a discount store, but you know, where they sell a bunch of overstocked things from other stores, right?
Like, oh, I see.
That's why it's like, oh, 59 cent Arizona iced tea, because I guess fucking Safeway didn't sell enough.
Oh boy, oh. I should have at least tried it out. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they have like other stuff. They had some toys, and you know, you could get like a cheap, crappy pile of DS games or something there too. You know, just stuff that no other store wants.
I could use 7 copies of Nintendogs.
It wasn't as glamorous as Nintendogs, I gotta say.
Fruit Ninja? No, wait, what am I thinking of? Ninja 5-0? Was that 3DS?
That was GBA.
Fuck, okay.
Way off. And also very
way
rare.
Off. But you know what? 2003, good year for the GBA.
True. Metroid Zero Mission.
Who could forget? This next commercial starts off with the three things every X-Men must have. Oh, first boy. Of all, hang on. I'm pretty sure it should be every X-Man. Look, in an ideal world, yes, it would be X-Person.
Right.
But the commercial says the three things every X-Men must have.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen under Kevin Feige's watch.
No. I have to. Okay. What is this?
The three things every X-Men must have. Courage.
You want to shoot me?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Attitude.
Attitude.
I think
and
I know.
A really, really yeah. nice ride.
Oh!
The all-new Mazda RX-8, now appearing in X2, X-Men United.
X-Men car!
Wow! Wait, it said X-Men car?
Yes! That has to be the episode image.
Okay, yeah, hang on.
You got to go back and look at that.
I will go. Okay, you know what? All right, I'll do that. I'll do that now, because I think we got to close this out. But sure, yeah, that's incredible. That's, oh my God. I love it. Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, you know, I always got the sense that that was product placement, because the car looked a little too shiny, a little too perfect in the movie.
Yeah, of course.
Now I get it. And it was that beautiful Cyclops blue as well. Yeah. Cobalt, the color of my first GBA SP.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Also 2003. Good year.
Also, yes.
Good year for Cobalt.
I think I bought that GBA just to play the Phantasy Star Collection, which I was a big fan of.
Yes, indeed.
You remember when I bought the Phantasy Star Collection? I tried to get it at,
no.
tried to get it at GameStop. I went into a GameStop and I said, "Do you guys have Phantasy Star Collection, the one that just came out?" And both the guys looked at each other and they're like, "Did you pre-order it?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I didn't. I didn't know that I had to." And he kind of clicky clacks on the keyboard and he goes, "Yeah, sorry. If you don't pre-order it, you're not going to get it." And I'm like, "Oh, that's too bad." Yeah. And then I went next door to the Walmart and I bought one of their 20 copies.
Yes, of course. Good old GameStop, huh?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, they're great. Who could forget?
They're the Radio Shack of the 2020s, in that they are dying an incredible death right before our eyes.
Yeah. Are they still a meme stock? What happened with that?
No, not exactly. Just just being ran by crypto guys.
Oh.
And people are being forced to sell like toys that have nothing to do with anything at the stores.
Uh-oh.
And stuff. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Good stuff.
That's fun. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Let's end it on a high note. Yeah, great.
Let's end it on a high note, and I'm not going to forget to do it this time. We're going to play. Going to play all eight clips we have so far.
He stole their gold. They want payback.
You try to crack my safe.
I don't do dogs. I have bad things.
What happened?
Now, all together. Yeah,
love it,
folks. That is. We are now halfway through. That's the halfway point. We're halfway done with Golden 16 Seconds.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You're right.
This is 8 of 16. Each episode is, in fact, handcrafted, signed, and numbered by us, the creators.
Oh, what a journey it's been.
Check the underside. Yes.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll see that light at the end of the tunnel.
And
right?
I think
somebody?
Yes. I've been talking about this. I think that maybe we should do... We should cap it off with a commentary track for the film.
All right.
You know what I mean? Where we watch it.
I guess.
Okay.
I like the fact that this is not about the film. It's about the commercial for the film.
It is. It is the trailer, as we call it in the biz. Yes.
But, you know, I get it. Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to come back next month for more of this. And until next time,
Bean Wahai.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
You want to just hang out and chill for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe just see if it happens again?
Yeah.
God, I've been trying to figure out, like, is it just the modem or is it the fact that I have, like, 3 switches going on here? I don't know.
Nintendo switches?
Network switches.
Oh, well.
Maybe I should just see about getting a new modem then.
I don't know.
Right. I don't expect you to know.
Oh, good. Okay. That takes a lot of pressure off me.
Yeah, right. Well.
Okay.
I know you're network certified and everything, but.
I mean, I am. What do you got there? Behringer?
Magnet box?
And Sorny.